Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings. This is Mama 7 and welcome to the classroom. Today is Wednesday. It's a special Wednesday. We're knee deep in dedications. We're working hard. I mean, we're hard. Trying to get everything ready for the end of the year. Really trying to get our life right. I don't know about y'all. If there's anyone else trying to get their life right, just give me a little whoop, whoop. You know, I mean, this has been challenging. And in the middle of the challenges has been blessings after blessings after blessings. And so it's like, on one hand, I don't mind the challenges. I try to watch for them. I want to be respectful of the challenges. You know, I don't want them thinking I don't care about them. Lord knows I do. But the blessings are just as frequent. And so it kind of gives me a little kick. You know, even though I know there may be a little challenge here, and there's always challenges. And so it's our job to make sure that we're doing the best we can. And I mean the best. We're going to have one of them conversations today. We're going to take off the gloves for a little bit. We're going to let our hair down for a little bit. We got to talk about some things. So we're going to get to it, collaborate, work together, come together, and come up with a good working solution. Okay? We really need some answers on this. And so, you know, that's what today's show is. And if you haven't noticed, I went from 90 minutes to 60. So what that means is that you would have to press one a little sooner. That's all. If you'd like to join into the conversation, all you have to do, press one. That lets us know, hey, I'd like to speak, and you will get patched in, and we will try to get you through to the, you know, to the radio. But right now I want to go over our last week's show. Last week's show was so awesome. We were speaking about the ministry, right? We were speaking about really understanding what it is to have a ministry, to be part of a ministry. And, you know, we had a couple of great callers call in and share what it's like to feel that call from God to do work, you know, in his name, what it's like to feel that call from that higher source, whether it be ancestors, whether it just be, you know, social justice, whatever it is. You know, we had to have some conversations about the ministry. What is the ministry? How does it impact you? What do you call your ministry? Because there are a lot of, I do a lot of things, but I have a ministry. There's something that I have passion for. There's certain things that God asked me to do, and I jump up. You know, I love doing them, and I do them with such passion, and it's very obvious. So that was that show. If you didn't get a chance to check it out, please do. Go to a Wonderful Approach Facebook page or wonderfulapproach.com. They have the radio programs listed there, along with many other great information. But it's so important that everyone have their own ministry. What are you producing? What are you producing? And the only thing, you know, the difference between doing the work and having a ministry is the intentional elevation of the work. So when I call myself counseling, I don't call it, you know, it's not just counseling for me. It's a passion. It's a ministry. When you have that ministry of healing, a Band-Aid is just not going to do. You know, you're going to want to make sure it's thoroughly washed out, you know, clean. You're going to have to kiss the boo-boo. You're going to do all of that. Why? Because it's not just about the Band-Aid. It's about the whole process of healing. So, you know, it was good. Even if you have not taken this thing and made it a business, you know, I was in this field, in this area, in this industry, you know, before I was Mama Seven, you know, and should a wonderful approach, you know, decide not to continue, I'm still going to be Mama Seven. I'm still going to be doing this work. I remember I was speaking to a Gramamba once, Gramamba Fatima, and she had a interesting, very interesting spiritual elder. And I remember her asking me when she met me at a time in my life where I was in the midst of a lot of transition. And, you know, I was asking her, oh, what do you think the best thing to do is? And, you know, where do you see me in 5 years? And, you know, what's going on? What's going on? And then she said, oh, I know the answer for you. It's a simple answer. And I was like, okay. And she said, what would you do for free right now? And at the time, I wasn't working. And so I was like, I'm doing everything for free right now. And then she said, no, no, if money wasn't an option, if you were rich, what would you do? I said, oh, I'd still talk to people. I would still help people. I would still want to guide them through a process. And she said, well, then that's what you do. Because money's not always going to be an issue. And sometimes money is a good issue, sometimes it's a bad issue. But no matter what, you do what you want to do. Do what you love to do. And from that moment, you know, that changed my idea on work, and it changed my idea on ministry. At that point, I realized this wasn't about work. It was about actually reaching people, you know, and assisting people. And so I was like, okay, okay. So it was a really, really good conversation. If you weren't part of the program live, take a second to go back and listen to it and really spend the time thinking about what is my ministry and what am I doing with it? Because if you only thinking about it every now and again, that's not, you're doing the ministry a disservice. You're doing yourself a disservice. So take some time, you know me, I'm going to tell you, take some pen and paper and write down some things about your own self, some things you may not have considered, and some think about how to build and develop your ministry. Okay? All right, so today we're going to have a little bit of fun. Today is the battle of good and bad. I know it's supposed to say evil, but you'll realize in a minute why I can't say evil. But the battle of good and bad. All right, so first of all, I have to tell you we're talking about the battle, not the war. The war is the whole thing. The battle is, you know, you may have many battles, many, many battles to get to the war. So we're talking about one battle, one stance, one scrimmage, whatever you want to call it. We're talking about the one, though, okay? So here we have the battle, one. And we're talking about the battle of good and bad. And the reason why I have to say good and bad, I also want you to understand there's no such thing as good. There's no such thing as bad. And I know you're like, Mama Seven, come on now. Come on now. And it's true that good and bad is relative. I know people are like, okay, well, you know, well, why did I get in trouble when I did this? Because you had it was the wrong perspective. All right, so an example. This is one of my favorite examples. Everyone always says, the early bird gets the worm. And that is true. But that's when everyone assumes that they're the bird. Sometimes you're the worm. Now, the story's not, and they would say, oh, no, that's good. The early bird gets the worm. That's good unless you're the worm. Then that story's all bad. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes it depends on the perspective that you're looking through this lens at. Okay? So that's what we're going to be doing today. We got to take our time and look at some things. The battle of good and bad. And where does this battle take place at? You know, there's always a battlefield, right? There's always a place where we're having to fight with this idea, this concept, whatever. Today the battlefield is going to be you individually. Okay? That's why we're saying a battle. You'll have many little battles inside of a war. The whole body, you know, our life is the war, but right now you may be battling something. You understand what I'm saying? We got to talk about the battle, how to win the battle. Because if you can win the battle, you can go further and possibly win the war. But if you can't win the battle and you're taking on a lot of losses, you know, you have to know when to retreat, all of that. So this is where we're going to be spending this time, okay? And it's very important. One, number one, Mom 7 won't lie to you. We need to know that everyone is fighting and dealing with something. We may not know what it is. They may not know what it is. But every one of us has a fight going on in the inside. And that's why I won't call it evil. You know, and that's why even now you can sit back and say good, bad. It depends. Okay? You may be battling the desire to, you know, go spend up all your money on a new outfit. Right? Now that sounds harmless. You know, you get money. Money comes in, money goes. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, it's a nice outfit. You know, you can use it for a while. Hey, you got it. Right? Right? The battle of good and bad, when you just spend all your money on a new outfit and you have babies that need to eat, that outfit now becomes bad. You see what I'm saying? And so you'd be like, but I thought you said there is no bad. No, you can still look at that outfit. You look real good in the outfit, nice outfit. But if you're looking at it from the perspective of you just squandered your responsibilities, I don't want to call it evil, but I'm definitely looking at it. I got my little eyebrow up, looking at you, kind of like, was that the best decision? You know, if we were to go and ask, gee, what would Jesus do? Is that really the right answer? If we look back into our ancestry and looked at all the sacrifices that our ancestors made for us, would it necessarily be the best thing to go and squander everything on an outfit? You know, this is part of the battle. And the reason why we have to talk about this, we have to be honest about it, is because we have to talk about it, be honest about it, and we have to invite God into our scenario. God has to always be in our life, even when we're talking about good and bad. God has to be right there in the middle, because anywhere where God is not, I promise you, the other is waiting. So if we've already made it clear, I only pray on Sunday. Okay, good luck with that. So the devil's like, okay, great, you just cleared your schedule for me. You see this battle that we're constantly going through? We have to fight better. We have to do better in this battle of good and bad. Okay? Let me share another area that gets everybody. Every other body, let's say that. And I'm going to say every other body because, a wonderful approach. We really trying, family. We are trying so hard to do the right thing, to be the right person, to share that light the right way. We're looking for wonderful approaches, wonderful. So we trying. Something we all need to work on is lying, being dishonest, not telling the truth, not telling the whole truth, omitting key names and times of, wait, you know, I hate having to do all of that, but again, like I said, this is a problem area, being dishonest. Okay? God has written many, many, many times and places how much he does not like lying. Lying is a sin. And we try to make it easy and, oh, it's just a little white lie. And we try to make it not that important. Like, well, I just didn't want to hurt her feelings. God didn't say you can lie as long as it doesn't hurt somebody's feelings. God said just don't lie. It's a poor character trait. Now the battle comes in. We don't have to battle whether lying is good or bad. God has determined that lying is bad, right? The battle comes in because we're human, and sometimes it may seem easier to lie. Offer to lie. I mean, I hate, you know, I don't like lying. I don't like liars. But when you offer to lie, I'm like, what? I didn't even ask. You just gave me the lie. That battle between whether I'm going to share the truth, the whole truth, or whether I'm going to lie or omit or deceive or whatever, that's the battle. And we need to talk about what do we do with this battle? How do we fight this battle? How do we fight and win the battle? Okay? Because that's the kind of things we need to be working on. Because we want to be good citizens. You want your word to always mean exactly what you say. You don't want to be questioned on it. But the only way we get like that is if we develop the habit of telling the truth rather continuing with the habit of lying like we've been doing. Okay? This is a real battle. And I would love to hear from, you know, if you're listening, and we have a lot of people listening, welcome all my new people. We do this every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. We take regular everyday issues and we solve them using God's ideals, principles, and guidelines. This is what we're doing. And we're fighting this battle right here. And if you would like to share, you know, just something you've been battling with, fighting with, I'm trying to do better, share. Because I do want to spend a little time talking about how do we get past this? How do we move past this? Because that's what we need to do. We have to be able to evolve out of this, okay? So, one, we got that lie. I'm going to say, two, is, you know, one of those battles, the battles of ego can be a bit of a battle that people have within self where they are fighting, you know. Now, ego itself is not a negative. But when this ego is allowed to be unhealthy, when this ego rages out of control, when we think that our needs supersede right and wrong and God's will and everything else like that, when that ego starts to rear up, oh, no, that needs to be checked. Go ahead and get that battle in place. Other battles that are problems, I can tell you, I can name all of them. Jealousy, oh, my God. Jealousy is a horrible battle. Messy. I think jealousy leaves the most blood on both sides. You know what I'm saying? It's just there's no easy win when it comes to the jealousy. No easy win. Another area that we battle, that mouth, the precision of language is slack. We got to get better about how we learn to control the words that we say, the meaning to the words that we say. You know, we can't just be running around flipping the mouth, being disrespectful to people. You know, I every now and again people say, oh, I can be respectful to the elders. I was like, well, children need respect, too. So these are all the battles that we battle ourselves physically, trying to maintain a healthy body, along with all of the overprocessed foods, good-tasting foods. Lord knows this fruits and vegetables is killing me. But I see, even within myself, the battle. This weekend, I saw a lot of battling, internal battles, that when we applied a little bit of heat to it, those internal battles came out, and they were very, very present. That's one thing about battling internally. Sometimes we don't know, but sometimes we do. Sometimes they're very, very obvious that you're going through this thing. You may not think you are letting people in on it, but everyone around you can see it, right? So we got to talk about these battles. We got to call a name to it. Every battle in history has a name. The general's name, the date, something. Who was fighting for what, as much as they can document it. But always something that tells us about the battle. And I believe that's done so we don't have to repeat that battle. Okay? So, if I'm battling, you know, battling the bulge, okay, there's ways to do that are healthy. If I'm battling the ego, there's ways to do that are healthy. Now, let me tell you, we should be looking at not just our own battles, but those around us, what they're battling, so that we can kind of see, that's not a good way to battle that. I'm going to give you a little secret about battles, especially internal battles. Chances are you know how to trick you into not fighting the battle. You see what I'm saying? You already know how to get out of that. You know, so when I wake up in the morning, I'm supposed to get up, put on my tennis shoes, and run to the gym. I have already got 10 excuses why I shouldn't. In my good excuses. Oh, man, it's raining. It's early. Don't you have some more work to do, more assignments to get done? Don't you have a 9 o'clock in the morning deadline? Don't we have this? Hello, I said I got 10 good reasons. And every single one, well, I'll go tomorrow. You battling the budge, man, I had to empty out all the food in my house. I feel, I have like shredded wheat here. I'm like, I don't want that. You know, I have things in the house that I know I'm not going to like be tempted to eat and everything else like that. There's no Frosted Flakes here. You know, there's no tricks here. And that's nothing I'm going to be tempted in. So I have to know when I'm battling that, I have to make sure that I'm not setting myself up for failure. When you are battling spiritual battles, you may not even be able to see all the different directions that this battle is coming from. When you're battling generational battles, this battle has already beat you and your mama. Now what you going to do? How are you going to win? See, it's this kind of stuff that we have to talk about when it comes to battling good and bad. And I can tell you who wins single time. Who wins? What you feed wins. Wherever you put your energy, that's the win. Okay? Whoever gets the energy. So if you are battling, and like I said, I'm making light references of some of the battles, but I know you know, within the 50 member friends and family of A Wonderful Approach, I know we're dealing with 5 or 6 depressions. I know we're dealing with people that are thinking about they can't make it another day. You know, I know we're dealing with some issues of poverty. You know, I know we're dealing with some issues of some health conditions. So I'm talking about the battle of the bulge, yeah. I'm talking about, you know, making sure that our word is bond and our language is good. Yeah, I'm talking about that. But don't think for a minute that this is the battle that I'm spending the time on. We have some real issues going on. And not because A Wonderful Approach got issues. You know, we got issues and we got solutions. But that's not why we're spending this time. We're spending this time because everyone has these challenges. The United States as a whole is struggling. We are a reflection with all of our issues. We have some issues that we're challenging. With all of our issues, we're still sitting at the top of the food chain. So when I tell you we got some challenges and some issues and some battles going on, what do you think happens with those that are less familiar with God? What do you think happens when people don't know, haven't spoken to God in a while, and they can't hear God clearly, and they're making mistakes over and over again? They're losing all of the battles. What do you think happens with those that have disassociated themselves with any level of higher nature? What do you think happens with those? So don't take these battles, my battles, your battles, don't take these battles lightly. You know, some of these battles will take you out the game. They will impact your mental space so hard that you will lose and not have no more fight in you. I've seen it. I've seen it when it looks like when the light's out and there's no more drive and there's no more reason, there's no more purpose. The battle is lost. And, you know, of course, I would love to say, oh, that's not A Wonderful Approach. You know, I'm waving my hand on. I'm like, oh, that's not A Wonderful Approach. We don't have to worry about that. But that's not true. We do have to worry about that. So this is life, right? And this is how we're going to start working on these things. How do you fight these battles? I have a caller that I'd like to see. Love hearing from my callers. So let's find out, how do you fight this battle? Fight the good fight. Let's see. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mama Seven, it's Prentice. How are you?
Oh, I am well, honey. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a minute since I've been able to make it to the radio show, so I think I got to speak up. But I can tell you what happens when you start losing these battles, when you've given up on God and when you've given up on just faith in general. You start to give up on yourself, too. And yeah. You just go through those motions on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, you might be taking care of kids, and that's fine. You're just going through and you're providing them what they need, but you're not providing them with the emotional support. And it's basically just physical because you don't have the emotional support. You know, you can't pour from an empty chalice.
So true.
You know, When you get there, and, you know, that's one of those things that you have to find your way back, and sometimes you have to ask for help, and you don't know where it's going to come from, but you have to put yourself out there and ask for help, and sometimes you may not even realize that you need the help that you need or in the way that you need it, and it just takes someone to help guide you through that, and so Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you give up on those battles, or when you give up on God and give up on those battles, and you're literally fighting with God.
Yep.
Bye.
Yep. That is so true. I love hearing you on the radio. Thanks so much for calling in.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
So let me tell you about giving up altogether. I tell people, you know, the more they learn about God, the more they should be learning about themselves, right? So imagine the opposite. If you're losing track with God, you're also losing track with yourself. You are losing yourself. And there's no, sometimes that long walk home, y'all know I talk about that long walk home. Sometimes that long walk home gets real long. It gets real long, meaning you don't know where to go. You don't know how you got there. You don't know how to get back. A lot of times in those times and places, those are the times when you desperately need someone else to extend a hand. Someone else, and I've been there twice in my life, twice where I've been like, God, I'm going to need some help. I'm going to need you to come get me. And I meant that. I'm going to need you to come and get me. And sure enough, somebody came and got me. You know, I was stuck in the blizzard in Birmingham. It was crazy. I was living in Georgia, driving an hour over to Birmingham to work. And it started to snow so quickly that I didn't get a mile away before the ice hit. And my children, thank God, they were going to my mother's house. My mother's right there in the corner. She got them. But everything iced over to the point that I was on the highway, and it was completely frozen. Trucks had jackknifed. It was a scene out of a nightmare, you know. And it had gotten to the point where people were just leaving their cars and walking away from the car. And so, of course, I'm on the highway. I'm a woman traveling alone, trying to get to work, trying to make a living for my children. And I'm stuck on this road. Ice, cold, freezing, hungry, and I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. I don't know what the answer is. And I had a guy on a four-wheeler, and I can tell you he had a John Deere hat on. He was camouflaged out, so I'm going to tell you, you know, what kind of guy this was. And he knocked on the window all hard. Ma'am, get out the car. I said, no. No. And he says, they sent me to come get you. Get out the car. And I was like, who sent you? And he said, come on. So I opened the door. He puts me and my belongings in the back of this four-wheeler, which I'd never ridden a four-wheeler until that very moment. And he takes us up to a little local restaurant. And so he's just running around on his four-wheeler. I don't know who his they were, but I knew who mine was. And he's just getting people out of the car and taking them up to the local restaurant whose power has gone off, the food is thawing out. And so they're just feeding people all the food because the food's about to go bad anyway. So before he came and knocked on my door, I said, God, you're going to have to come and get me. No one is within an hour radius of me. No one can get to me. I can't spend the night in this car. I'm going to freeze, and the roads are already frozen over. I'm running out of gas. I can't keep running the car. Phone on 0%. You know, I mean, it was something absolutely crazy. And in the middle of that, I have someone who I would never even accept help from. Help me, take me, feed me. The next morning, he came back, gave everybody rides to their cars. Car started like nothing was wrong, and I drove myself home. Just like that. So when I say there's a battle going on, you know, the question is, how are you going to handle the battle? I can tell you one thing. I need to listen. I would suggest not cheating. Now, that's just a suggestion. That's just me, okay? I hear the story, oh, cheaters never win. Winners never cheat. It's true. Don't cheat. If it's hard, let it be hard. But don't cheat. Because that's when the devil gets, when you win, because you will, eventually, you'll win. When you win, you want to be able to pop your collar. When you win, excuse me, you want to be able to pop your collar. You want to be able to let people know, hey, I'm a winner. You don't want there to ever be a chance for them to say, oh, I'm going to pull your trophy from you because you cheated. No. Win the right way. When you cheat, when you try to bypass part of the process, part of the battle, the devil wins. Negativity wins. Because you know what you're doing at that point? Back to the original battle. At that point, you're lying. And we already discovered lying is bad. Right? You see how this works? If cheaters never win and lying is bad, we have to win without lying. We have to learn to be honest in a way that may not always be beneficial. But when I look, the way I look at it is, when I tell people this, you're not worth lying to. You're not worth my creator looking at me like I did something wrong because I lied to you. Mm-mm. It's not worth it. They say tell the truth, shame the devil. It's for real. Tell the truth. Win that battle. Now, will it always win you what your heart's desire? Are you going to always get what you want? No. But sometimes it's not even about getting what you think you need to get. Sometimes it's about being that stand-up person and having that high character before going into a different situation. You know, I want every experience with Mama 7 to be a good one. Not necessarily good like I liked it, because sometimes Mama 7 get that mouth going. So I've heard now, okay. I don't know what you're talking about personally. But I have heard, Lord, that mouth gets real. You know, I know that there have been times I've had to tell people, hey, do you know that you're in a battle with this? And people, oh, no, that's not my battle. I'm like, it's following you around. I think it is your battle. I think you do need to work on that. You know, what about the battle of aging? Right? What about that? What about the battle of understanding that, you know, this is a very natural process that everybody has to go through. Right? And we spoke about perspective. I always thought aging was good. I loved all my little gray hair. As you can see, I still do. You know, I was like, ooh, that aging is going to give me wisdom and respect. And they didn't tell me I still had to work on that stuff, but I was okay with it. But, you know, there are billion-dollar markets and industries that are going to be anti-aging. Everything's anti-aging.
anti-aging, lifting, tucking, anti-wrinkles, this serum. And I'm like, wow, you know, not only are we battling this aging process, but capitalism knows it. And therefore, they're going to work hard to make their dollars off us. How about? They're going to work hard to make their dollars off us. We got to do better than that. We have to fight better than that. Right? So what we were talking about when it comes to how we battle, how do we battle? How do we fight? You must understand that this battle between you, inside you, is some of these battles have been going on for years and decades. You have to learn how to pull in a partner from time to time. Accountability partner, friend, whatever. Therapist, doctor. All these people are our friends, our allies in the battle, right? These are the ones that we need to be able to say, hey, I need some more supplies. Hey, I need some help. I need a reminder that I'm either winning or losing this battle. 100%. Look, I got another call that I'd like to see. I love hearing from my callers. That lets me know, hey, I'm here. I'm listening. I'm connected. I want to help somebody else by telling them about my battle. You know, how did I win? You know, or what tools I'm using to get past the battle. Whatever you're doing, let's spend that time on there. Hold on. Let's see here. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. It's Melissa. How are you?
Sister Melissa. How are you?
I am good. I'm just thinking about the weapons to use against that battle so you can use your superpowers for good, because you know how I feel about our magic. It's our superpowers, and it is so many different ways we can wield that power. But
yeah.
The main word that kept coming to my head was execution. So to me, mm-hmm. the list that we're just going down is examples of that kind of execution. And
yes.
you have to act like so I'm understanding about staying prayed up, and I understand about being positive and trying to walk an upbeat, positive mindset when you hit the world.
Right.
And I understand trying to eat better and exercise more so your physical temple can be ready and armed to repel certain negativities as they come its way. But things get inside. Things are already inside. And they have their way of countering all of your defense shields. So
yes, they do.
Execution is, like, extremely important because you actually have to do something when you execute. And that could be, and I hate to say it, but sometimes you might have to forget all your religion and fight with that raw and stinkful nature that you have that has been at the core of you since you've been. And in that fight, be cognizant of your religion so that when you start to be the victor of the battle, because I believe at that point you will overcome it, that you don't abuse your power and you get yourself away from it. Like if you had a gun, instead of shoot to kill, get him in the kneecap.
Right.
They're not going to come get you, and you don't have to take a life. But you can defend yourself. We don't have to kill, but we can maim. Yes, we can, people. We can maim. If it's protecting your spirit, we can maim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we can pray and forgive ourselves later. I'm being honest with you. What did they say? Ask for forgiveness is better than waiting for permission or something like that. So, I say this because for me, I feel like there's a battle that I'm doing. It's not necessarily internally, but my spirit feels like it's internal. And I'm trying to protect that because I found a whole new confidence in it. And so I'm fighting for that respect. And it is what it is. And I've used as much religion, and I'm putting my air parentheses up, not parentheses, but air quotes up. But I'm using my religion as best as I could, but it's not conveying. And sometimes you just got to let them know, hey, I know the streets too, but I'm still going to remember who I am, who my spirit is in this, so that I don't have to decapitate you like I would have if I didn't have.
But
you will remember my wound.
I love all of that. You do. There are times when you have to put it down and say, hey, look, mess with me if you want to. So once I told my youngest, look, you at the corner of find out. You're about to mess around, and then you're about to find out, okay? Keep going if you need to. You know, there are some battles that we have to get raw with. I remember maybe 2 years ago, I had a health diagnosis, and I was like, oh, okay, I got it. And when I say change, flip my life upside down, I was like, no, because what I'm not going to be doing is being taken out by some candy. What I'm not going to be doing, you're not going to be cutting on me because I like to drink Pepsi. Pepsi don't taste that good no time ever. And so it's like a battle within me began. And I was fighting some habits that I've had since college because really growing up I ate super clean. You know, my mother was strict vegetarian, and all my meals were hand done, you know, handmade meals. And I ate perfectly growing up. So about 20, when I was nice and deep in college, I just totally went off. So from 20 to 50, I had these bad habits I developed, and I went to war. I was like, oh, no, so you don't like this? Watch me go there.
Mm-hmm.
Watch me use holistic tools. Watch me go do that. I mean, I don't go to the doctor for those kind of things. Went to the doc. I was like, oh, no, I want to do whatever it takes to do because I'm not going to lose this battle. The battle is too important. So when you say there are times when you got to take the gloves off, 100%.
You know 100%. How I feel? I'm not going to hell for lying. If I have to go there, it's not going to be for no stupid lying, okay?
Mm-mm.
That's all I'm saying. Mm-mm. It's never going to be for something that superficial. No.
Nope. You are so right. Thank you, my dear. Thank you for tuning in and letting us know. And I want everybody to know, I 100% agree. 100% agree. There are times where you got to take the gloves off and be like, I'm not playing with this thing. So everyone knows Mama 7 is so nice and loving and sweet, and I swear I try to work with people and everything else. That's the first part. But then you can get the other side. The other side is, like, not so nice. And it's like, hey, you got a whole problem here. And I can't even control when it gets there. But sometimes we got to get serious with these battles because these battles will threaten your life. These battles will threaten your livelihood. These battles will threaten your freedom. These battles, there's something to lose in these battles. So we got to get to the point where we say, uh-uh, I'm not going to lose this. Hold on, I got a caller that's got to speak. Amen, hallelujah. Welcome to the program.
Peace and blessings, everyone. This is Sister Nisi. How are we doing tonight?
Sister Nisi, our warrior princess. How are you?
I am hanging in there. It's been an interesting couple of days.
Yes.
It's been an interesting couple of days, but I truly appreciate the program tonight because there are significant battles that, you know, we have to face. And I personally deal with seeking validation from people and things that don't deserve my loyalty. And so because of situations, circumstances, and, you know, things, we end up putting ourselves in places and circumstances that are not befitting to who we are as, you know, creatures of God. And so
Amen.
Sometimes we set ourselves up for failure simply because we are not prepared for what we are walking into, and we think because
mm-hmm.
we are who we are, we can fix the situation just because, you know,
mm-hmm.
God, we, you know, I need your help. Well, God didn't tell
mm-hmm.
you to go there.
Right.
Yes, God didn't tell you to, you know, take your cloak, you know, to take your cloak off and, you know,
yes.
go put on some overalls and get in the dirt. Sometimes
yes.
we put ourselves in situations and circumstances and we
mm-hmm.
want God to fix them. And God is like,
yes.
I'm not fixing that because I didn't tell you to do that. But what you can do is work on that yourself. And when you're prepared
yes.
to deal with all of it in its entirety and you're tired of it, then I'll be there to help you and to aid you, you know, on your path to getting back to where I told you to be. So my journeys have been interesting, even, you know, over the weekend with devotions and having to come, you know, back home. I didn't go to retreat this weekend, but you might as well say that I did because it was a long walk home for me.
Yes.
You know?
Amen.
You know, it's a difference when you go to retreat and you come down off that mountain and you got 3 or 4
yeah.
hours to, you know, drive home and you're processing, you know, the exercises and things you're learning in that, you know, quiet space. And it's a difference when you get convicted mm-hmm. in a space
Amen.
Where you're trying, you know, to find some solace for a moment. And you shouldn't have
mm-hmm.
to escape a place to have some type of peace of mind. And so
exactly.
it, you know, behooves us to look at things. I know where my issue stems from, and I, you know, I had to realize that what's happening in my life right now mirrors things that happened in my childhood that I took on because of things I couldn't control. And so we
mm-hmm.
learn behaviors that are not good for us. And we use those behaviors in our adult self or further on in life thinking that, you know, we're saving ourselves from dealing with situations and things when we're internally, you know, sabotaging ourselves. So,
yes,
you know, we have to be mindful of who we are and our, you know, our downfalls, the things that we need to work on, the things that we need to release and let go, and be willing to, you know, put on your big girl pants, you know, your big boy drawers. And do the work
right.
to take care of those things. You got to pray more. You got to, you know, release things. And once you release them, let them stay where they are and don't pick
That's
them
right.
back up. So we have to, you know, reach out to our, you know, our prayer partners or anybody that's willing to be of assistance that's going to direct you in the correct path to make sure that you're okay. Because you have people. Oh, well, how about this? We have a tendency to avoid the people that tell us the truth and
okay.
deal with people who side with our opinion of how things should be versus, you know, saying, you know what, this is my issue. I screwed this up. Yeah, that may be a problem over there, but the problem is starting with right here, me, myself, and I. I need to fix
Amen.
The things with my own self and my own person. And so we have to be honest with ourselves and stop lying to ourselves about the things that we don't want to confront or the things that we don't want to be bothered with, because the longer you don't do that, you fester that sore. You keep picking at that
yep.
sore, and eventually it's going to burst, and you're going to have gunk everywhere that you could have gotten
yep.
rid of if you'd have just addressed it at the very beginning. And so you don't
yep.
have to waste time, energy, you know, money, and, you know, spirit will, you know, get tired. You don't have to go through
That's
all
right.
of that if you're willing to recognize what your shortcomings are, whether you find it for yourself or someone brings it to your attention. At least be open and, you know, willing to accept, you know, the criticisms and, you know, the lesson. Learn the lesson
That's
so you
right.
don't have to keep learning the lesson. The lesson is going to come back to you. Learn it. It'll come back with a different face, a different color,
Yo,
a
coming.
Different city, all type of things.
It's coming.
But
it's coming.
It's coming. So be open to the challenge. And learn the lesson and, you know, pray that you don't ever have to deal with that situation again and be diligent that you, you know, you keep your armor on
you
so you don't
it.
Have to deal with it.
That's right. Woo, honey. Thank you so much for calling and sharing. Thank you.
Yes.
Because
Thank you.
I'm hoping that that your understanding and your sharing that battle with us means somebody else don't have to go and get drugged in the mud. But there is something that Sister Nisi said that we got to – don't let your opponent choose the battlefield, because they're always going to choose a battlefield that works for you. Like, I'm not going to fight you underwater. I don't breathe water. I'm not going to fight you, you know, on stilts. I can't fight on stilts. You see what I'm saying? Choose your – don't let people bring you to their level. You keep the battle on your level. You see? Boy, I tell you. I knew this conversation had to happen tonight. I knew these words had to be shared. It was on me so hard, the fight, the duality, the understanding of self, I knew it had to happen. So I'm so glad that so many people shared, called in, and did this. I must make prayers on the way out. Great program. Thank you for sharing. I got some writing to do. I'm about to go do some journaling. I hope everybody takes a minute. Write down what that battle is, okay? And understand some battles, those are yours. You helped create it. It's yours. Go deal with it. Other battles, you got to give them to God and really let it go. Really let it go. My heart is so full. I hate to even say goodbye, but I know I have to. Father, Mother, God, thank you so much for this moment in time. Thank you for giving us the space to be with each other as we build and we grow and we develop. God, thank you for giving us the guidelines, the blueprint of your of scripture, of spirit. Thank you for handing us the lessons of our ancestors. Thank you for the elders, and especially the elders that teach and share and guide. God, thank you for giving us the opportunity as we walk down this road together that we help those that are walking with us. We share with the person we pass the bumps and dips of that road so they don't have to make those same mistakes. God, please continue to watch over our beautiful children as they may be going through whatever turmoil they're going through. Watch over them physically. You know, bless all the little coughs and sniffles. You know, watch over the children, God, as they're going through this life of craziness, this life of lack of concern, this life of where so many people don't have that relationship with you, God, don't have that respect of life, God, that don't have respect of self. God, I know all things are possible with you, which is why I stay close. Thank you for all the blessings that have come through my family and every family connected in this moment. Amen.